blue.
Folks, I'd like to dedicate this song to my good friend, Mr. Paul Henderson.
I'll be here without you. Oh, if you feel so blue, if you're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue.
You know what? This is why I get excited for our Christmas show, because I get to play stupid songs like this.
Yes.
First time we played this, I was in tears in the studio. In tears.
The best part about that song, as I was just saying, is just all the people laughing in the background. Yeah. They're just having such a good time.
It really makes it. Folks, the role of hockey in Canadian culture is closer to a religion. That's why we're going to talk about it on our show. Than simply a sporting pastime. It's a national identity, a unifying force in a country of 33 million people. So crazed are Canadians for their national sport that they ranked outrageous hockey commentator and high school dropout Don Cherry ahead of Sir John A. Macdonald and Alexander Graham Bell on the list of greatest Canadians in history. I would agree with that. Penned by hockey star Paul Henderson, famed scorer of Canada's greatest goal in 1972 Summit Series, and featuring a forward by the one and only Prime Minister Stephen Harper. That's right, a forward by Prime Minister Stephen Harper. How Hockey Explains Canada explores just how deeply ingrained this national pastime is in the Canadian psyche. And joining us for, I think, maybe his fourth time on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Mr. Paul Henderson. How you doing, Henny?
I'm doing well, Drew.
Thank you for joining us. I know you're tired of me. I know you are. Just admit it right now. Come on. How many times have you been on our show? Do you remember?
I think this is four.
Yeah.
You're a very bright guy.
Tim, thank you. Thank you for that. Tim the Tool here wanted to share a little hockey story with you just before we went into the details of your interview. Tim, what's going on? You're looking a little excited over
there. I'm very excited. My son, I just got a text from my wife. My son, who literally just started playing hockey in September, just scored his first goal ever. It was the winning goal of the first game his team has ever won. So I'm very, very excited.
Way to go, Tim's son, Liam.
He's awesome.
You tell him to start practicing his autograph, because he wants to have a good autograph when he gets to the NHL.
Well, I'll let him know that Mr. Henderson himself said that. Thank you, sir.
Paul, do you remember your first goal by chance?
No, I wouldn't have a clue. No.
You don't remember, like, the emotional kind of...
Well, I remember the first NHL goal. I remember that. I remember my first Junior A goal. I don't remember my first Junior B goal, but I do remember my first scored on Glenn Hall. got to come off the right wing and put it right over his top shoulder, just under the crossbar.
Oh, beauty, eh?
Yep, it was a good one.
That's great. Okay, listen, when you said that you were, I found out you were involved in a book, another book, Paul Henderson, your first book, the biography, all I've got that, it's a tremendous read, et cetera. Then I thought, okay, another book, Paul Henderson, okay, all right, fine. I didn't get that excited about it. But then I got the book. Henny, this is a killer book.
Well, I think it's there for people to say, man, I never thought of that. I didn't know that. And food for thought, for sure.
Well, a coffee table book is what people need to understand. And if you're as ADD as I am, or as, maybe not the sharpest tool in the shed, there are so many fascinating pictures in this book. Fascinating pictures. You've got great shots of grapes, plural. You've got some Team Canada shots, the stories that are in here. And I think the other thing that stands out is, of course, this forward by Prime Minister Harper. And it's not just, hey, enjoy the book. It's about Canada. Geez, it's a great sport, this hockey. God bless. No, he really pours it on in this forward.
Well, we had a ball. He's a historian, but he's a hockey fan par excellence, too. And he, obviously, in writing of that book, that he is a hockey historian. But what I really thought was interesting in his forward, he says when he talks to Putin, they talk hockey. When he talks to Obama, they talk hockey. I will guarantee you, when Obama talks to Putin, they do not talk hockey.
No, they don't.
That's the difference.
Isn't that amazing? I want to give a snapshot again for people. First of all, trust me when I say this is a book you'll want to have on your coffee table because it is a very attractive book, and everybody will want to pick it up. It's probably an iconic book. I mean, Henny, you're an iconic Canadian. There's no question. Paul Henderson, you know, the vast majority of people in this country know who you are. But this is the same kind of book. I would put iconic with this book as well. How Hockey Explains Canada, but then it's broken down into so many different categories. And at the risk of boring you, because you already know this, I want to let our listeners know.
Sure.
How Hockey Explains Confederation and Evolution. Really? That's chapter one? How Hockey Explains Don Cherry. Good luck with that one. How Hockey Explains Marshall McLuhan. How Hockey Explains Quebec. Religion. Two Solitudes. The Cold War. How Hockey Explains Allan Eagleson. Again, good luck. How Hockey Explains Feminism. Toronto. Canadian Culture. Modern Canadian Dentistry. Seriously. I don't know how you pull all this together, man.
Well, it was. It took a bunch of months. Jim Prime and I talked like crazy, and obviously, we interviewed. I think it was 36 different people, and just to get their take on it. And I love, like Tiger Williams, quote in the back there. Have you got the book in front?
Yeah, right in front of me. Yep.
Okay,
let me read this. Ready? Yeah, Here's the quote from Dave Tiger Williams. Does he still hold the record for penalty minutes?
Yes, he does.
And by far.
I don't know by far, but he holds it.
Hockey is the only common religion that we all agree with in all of Canada. The one faith that ties us together from coast to coast and from the U.S. border to the Arctic Ocean. It's what we're all about, what we believe in. Dave Tiger Williams.
Well, that's what we would say. You ask people about it, and they sort of back up. They back it up. I mean, I would have never, if I hadn't experienced 72... I would not have understood the magnitude or how deeply it's in the DNA of the average Canadian person.
Paul, is there something that comes second? Obviously there is something that comes second, but what do you think it is? What's second for us Canadians?
Well, that's a really good question. I haven't even given that. Well, I would... what would be number two? Well, I would say our war record, our patriotism for the country. I think that we as Canadians, I think the one thing that Canada, they're known for bravery, every battle they've ever fought in. So I think war would be, something would draw us together. It's in our DNA. And it's not only, but peacemakers also on the other side of that. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's an excellent answer. I never thought I was going for the cheap stuff like beer or donuts or Tim Hortons or coffee or,
Well, we do talk about that in the book, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. I want to find out, do you know the answer to these questions? I'm going to put you on the spot here. Which city in Canada is the birthplace of hockey, despite claims from several cities around the country that claim the honor?
Well, I would think it was the East Coast. I mean, there's good arguments, I guess, for probably three places, I would think, but I don't think Cherry's going to win out in this one. I think it's the East Coast. I think it's probably the Windsor area.
Rocket Richard, he played some role in starting the riot in Quebec.
No, man, that's one of my favorite chapters. I think this is it certainly explains Quebec. I think the two solitudes, and so
Don't explain it.
That was one of my favorite chapters.
Yeah, I was going to say don't explain it. That's the hook. People got to get
sure.
Book. And I really don't understand the correlation between the Leafs actually saving their rivals, the Canadians, the franchise from bankruptcy during the Great Depression. The story about that is in here as well.
It is. And that's something I didn't know. And I thought, man, it's incredible when you get behind the scenes and start doing a little research on this.
If you were in the game right now, Paul Henderson, playing for the Leafs, I don't know, whatever, in the game right now, what would you want changed about the game?
I think they're doing some of the things that I would really like changed right now. Really getting strict in these headshots and the viciousness, the hitting from behind. I think that has to... get out of the game. The other thing that I would like to see, the size of the rink enlarged. I'd like to see them move to Olympic size ice. I think it would be a lot more entertaining game. But I think the game has evolved. Getting away from that clutching and grabbing, man, it's such a fast game today. I mean, You can go down and take a – the goaltender will make a great save at one end, and 4 seconds later, it's in the net at the other end.
That's
amazing. I mean, that's just how fast the game moves.
Yeah.
I mean, the transition game, I think, is incredible. Fast game. Like, we would go out and play for two-minute shift. Now it's like 35, 40 seconds. You'll have three sets of penalty killers to kill a penalty.
So do you think, I mean, look, they're not going to spend millions of dollars changing the size of rinks all around the league. Certainly, I don't know if that'll ever happen, but do you ever think they might consider 4-on-4?
I think it's the most exciting hockey there is.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And that would get rid of a lot of the goonery, too, I'll tell you. I am so sick of those stage fights. I just think it's barbaric. It's unnecessary. Two guys square off. They get ticked off of one another and go at it. I don't have a whole lot of problem with that. But
When
you send a goon, when at the end of the game, the coach sends a goon out there, you know exactly why he set out there to do it. And, you know, that's what I despise about the game.
Do you ever sit there and watch Grapes in Coach's Corner and shake your head and go, oh, you are such a meathead? Or do you chuckle and laugh and agree with most of what he says?
Well, I tell you what, I admire the guy. I admire him for a couple of reasons. First of all, he is so patriotic. Man, he is patriotic. The guy does understand the game of hockey. He really does. Where it leaves me fighting, I differ with him there entirely.
Right, right.
I think it's right over the top. But I think he's a great Canadian.
Yeah.
I think he loves the game. And, you know, and a lot of people that he can't stand is people that write about the game. And they could care less about the game. I love he's so straight up that he just calls the game, he calls it the way he sees it.
That's
now,
good.
I think that he knows he's an entertainer. And
sure.
I think sometimes after the show is over, he probably says to himself, I can't believe I said that.
That happens to me every Saturday.
Well, that's exactly, and I could identify with it. I spoke to 70 guys at a Catholic church today, and I just about swore.
Well, they wouldn't mind. That's okay there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The priest, I mean, I had him in the aisles, but I said, you're just getting so excited about something.
Yeah.
And so, so I think there's Grapes. Like the rest of us, man, I can't believe I said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you and Mel Stevens. Of course, you talk about Mel Stevens, again, being a sort of a spiritual father to you, founder of Teen Ranch. And of course, those days, we know all about, how things happened, started getting going for you spiritually there. Prime Minister Harper has the foreword in this book. He even talks about him not being that great of a skater, never really was, but he's played a lot of ball hockey, a lot of ball hockey. I saw a clip of him playing ball hockey. I remember this. And I thought, oh, this is not going to be a good photo op. It's going to be awkward because, you know, Mr. Harper doesn't exactly come across like the most, you know, athletic guy in the world. He kind of reminds me of Davey from Davey and Goliath. But I watched him play ball hockey, and, dude, I mean, he put it in the top shelf, like right up in the right pocket. And I thought, this guy's played a lot of ball hockey, and he has. So a fascinating book. You talk about anything and everything when it comes to hockey and how hockey explains Canada by Paul Henderson with Jim Prime and, of course, forwarded by Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Just real quickly before you go, health, give us the update.
Well, I'm hanging tough. I really am. I'm trying a whole bunch of regimens to try to push back the date with chemo, that if I don't get a miraculous cure, I've probably got a date with chemo therapy and radiation down the road. But, like I said, I do everything I can from the physical side. I work out, take supplements and that kind of stuff. But basically, take today. As long as I have today, I'm going to give it the best shot I have. And if I wake up tomorrow, then we'll take a shot at tomorrow. And hopefully the Lord will return before I have to do chemo.
Nice. Well, you could always go to Harold Camping's church, might be helpful for you. Listen, Henny, I've always appreciated you. You know how I feel about you, and I thank you for joining us again on our show. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you, Drew. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, Paul Henderson on the Drew Marshall Show. There you go. Great book. Seriously, this is a fantastic Christmas gift. Go out and get it. It's called How Hockey Explains Canada by Paul Henderson. Fantastic pictures. It is a coffee table book. It's got so many stories in it. You could just pick it up and flip and away you go. You could be stuck in it for hours. So, all right, short break on our show. Stay with us.
like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca.